Now, to RTÉ First this evening, where three reports commissioned by the government today following a number of controversies last summer were published. The reports looked into issues of governance, finance and human resources and should inform how the broadcaster is funded into the future. Claire, I'm going to come to you first of the Sunday Times. 116 recommendations. What do you think will drive political debate tomorrow when the Dáil returns?
Well, I suppose, look, the general consensus is that these reports were very forward-looking. So, as you mentioned, 160 recommendations between the two main reports, one by Niamh Brennan looking at culture and governance within the organisation, the other from Brendan McGuinty looking at human resources and contractor payments and other issues as well. So I think, you know, these reports came out this evening. I think they'll have to be looked at in full. But I think in general, it's moving RTÉ forward now. I get the impression from listening to Minister Catherine Martin today and also the Taoiseach Simon Harris that the idea now is to ensure that, you know, there's going to be substantial funding and sustainable funding put in place for RTÉ in order to function along with other public broadcasting formats and other organisations as well. So all of this will be looked at, but there was a number of findings today, as you mentioned, about 116. And I think one of the key findings was ensuring that RTÉ comes under the Comptroller and Auditor General. I think that there'll be work to do that in the coming months. It'll also, a lot of these reports, well, in one of the main reports, one of the findings was to require RTÉ to put a cap on exit packages as well. And also there was the question of pay bans for on-air presenters and also improving the function of the RTÉ board in general and to further implement RTÉ gender inequality policy. So across a whole range of areas that RTÉ needs to improve on. So all of this will be discussed tomorrow.
Was there anything new, unexpected, surprising in the three reports today, particularly around the barter account that listeners will be familiar with over the last 12 months?
Yeah, I think one of the issues there was the fact that there had been 3 years of purchases that hadn't been included or had been lost within the organisation. So that amounted to around, I think it was €654,000 worth.
And they had to produce a hard copy, was it, in the end?
In the end, to oversee that. So look, I think the Minister has asked the RTÉ Chair for a second review on that in particular, just to ensure that the governance and operation over that account from around 2017 onwards up until 2023, that all of that is accounted for in terms of, I suppose, the travel and subsistence and expenses within the organisation, that all of that is accounted for.
Malcolm Byrne of Fianna Fáil, what were your impressions today of it? Are you confident in RTÉ's abilities now to do a blueprint, to implement all 116 recommendations in order to draw down short-term funding of €40 million?
Well, in one sense, while we did learn some additional details about the barter account, in reality, it confirmed what we knew, that there had been problems around financial controls and issues around corporate governance within RTÉ. You asked for the political reaction. I mean, it's in the context of the local European elections, it's not exactly an issue that's coming up on the doorstep. I think a lot of people are kind of tired of hearing around RTÉ, but it is critical that we do have quality public service broadcasting in this country and that we do continue to create good content telling Irish stories. I sit on the media committee and we've obviously dealt with this quite a lot over the last year. Our view is, you know, all of the reports are now in place. Government has accepted the 116 recommendations made today. RTÉ has to show within 6 weeks how it's going to respond to that. I think Kevin Backhurst has been doing a reasonably good job. He's in the job as Director General for less than a year. He's trying to respond to all of these challenges that he's facing. We're going to judge him on the basis of how he responds to that. But certainly in changes to the governance and changes to the culture, he's been moving in the right direction. it's often very easy to change structure, but changing the culture of an organization is more challenging. But certainly the evidence that we're beginning to see is that that is happening in terms of the caps on salaries, in terms of reforming the way that the organization is working. The bigger challenge is precisely that one around the long-term funding model for public service broadcasting. You heard Catherine Martin outlining in the news the options that are going to have to be explored.
And is Cabinet split on that issue? We know the Minister has a preferred model around direct Exchequer funding. Others in Cabinet are purported to prefer reducing the licence, supplementing the balance through government funding. Where do you stand on it? Are Cabinet split?
Well, there are different views around it, and there has been, I suppose, a quite healthy debate running on this for quite a while. The Commission on the Future of the Media, which was chaired by Professor Brian McCrae, did recommend Exchequer funding. It's a view that I personally share. I think we should move that down that road. I know it's one that Catherine Martin holds as well. There are other perspectives. I know within Fianna Fáil we've had a very healthy debate around the future of media in Ireland, and there are different perspectives around how we should fund it. I think, though, it is critical that we make a decision one way or another. In my view, we regularly fund the public good out of the Exchequer, and I'm thinking about sport, the arts and so on, through an arm's length body. We do it to a certain extent already. Commissioner Mann manages 15% of the licence fee through the Sound and Vision Fund. So I don't see a reason why through direct Exchequer funding we can't fund public service broadcasting into the future.
Dunico O'Leary, to bring you in from Sinn Féin, your own reactions to the three reports today, any surprises? And just on that funding model, Sinn Féin has a preference for direct Exchequer funding. Has anything changed in your opinion today reading those reports?
No, if anything, like, I mean, I think the excuse now, and I don't think rightly, but I think the excuse that Minister Martin has been hiding behind in terms of making a decision is now gone. She has been pointing to this for the last 11 months. I don't think she should have. I think the recommendations from the Commission on the Future of the Media was very clear. And I think it is important that it's through direct Exchequer funding. And there has been back and forth, and indeed Sinn Féin has been criticised by some in the government, and not Malcolm, but others, in terms of our position. I think it is the position that would be most in line with ensuring public confidence in the system. And I think, you know, provided some of the other recommendations are implemented in terms of transparency, a lot of what was in there are things that we would have been talking about anyway. The, you know, oversight of the Comptroller and Auditor General. Malcolm's right in the sense that this is probably one of the big issues that's coming up on the doors. But it's important because we want to ensure, I think it's in everyone's interest to ensure that public service broadcasting enjoys the trust and confidence of people who are listening and watching. At the minute, if we're honest, that isn't the case for an awful lot of people. And some of that, you know, is, I suppose, a cultural issue that maybe lots of countries are dealing with, but some of it is particular to Ireland and the issues in relation to pay. And you have nurses and workers out there and different people, you know, cleaners, people on low incomes who are really struggling, and they were looking at side deals and arrangements that benefited people who were earning an awful lot of money. It's right that that came to light. It's now important that the reforms needed to bring an end to that are implemented.
And on that, we know there's a timeline now of 6 weeks for RTÉ to come back with a blueprint and show evidence of starting to implement the recommendations. And if that evidence is seen by the Minister, there's 20 million and 20 million to be drawn down, and then it gets into legislating for whatever that future business model will be for RTÉ. If an election happens between now and that legislation being finalised, is Sinn Féin going to commit and see through whatever this government commits to, rather than have to start again in 12 months, 16 months, and revisit this whole question of the model?
Yeah, well, like, I mean, I'm given to committing to legislation that I haven't seen. But having said that, are we committed to ensuring that RTÉ is reformed and the recommendations here are implemented? We would be. And I suppose, you know, if the legislation that the government brings forward, which we would hope directs the Exchequer funding, then we would be minded to support that. That's a call we've been making for a long time. And I think a lot of the criticisms of it are misguided. I hope that's where we end up. And I think it is important to ensuring the sustainability of RTÉ, but also restoring public trust, which is low at this point.
Sean Canny, Independent TD, do you think the three reports will do what Dunica is talking about there, restoring trust? This is an effort of transparency, a reset, a new milestone?
I wouldn't say the reports will restore confidence. I think that it is now up to RTE to produce an implementation plan for what they have as a blueprint. I do believe that when you rationalise this and you say, how in the name of God did an organisation of this calibre stoop so low with public money? And whilst it's not a big issue on the doorstep, it sticks in the craw of a lot of people that this is happening and has happened in today's world, when we have all types of governances, we have all types of boards of directors with supposedly expertise, and yet these things happen. And at the end of the day, it's the reputation of RTE, the body which is RTE, the workers within it who do a genuine good day's work for a reasonable day's pay, who are actually caught in the crossfire here. Their reputation is damaged. And basically, while these reports are to be welcomed, they're not telling us what we know. And they're just putting it in plain language to say A, B, C and D have to happen. RTE board chair has said, we accept them in principle. I say, how dare you? You accept them and get on with it if you want public money.
I think what they've said today is they accept in principle, and now they have to take the 6 weeks to actually do up a blueprint to produce back to government to demonstrate intent.
And I would argue that over the last 11 months, they should be putting this in place so that they don't need another 6 weeks to do it. Because what's here is the common sense of what actually was wrong and how to put it right. And I think that's the challenge for RTE authority at the moment, is that if they are going to demonstrate clearly that the old days are finished with, that they need to act fairly fast now.
And Sean Canny, since I asked the others, if you see evidence of these recommendations being implemented, what would be your preference on the funding, future funding of RTE long term?
Well, I believe that it probably should come from Exchequer funding, but it also has to come with a caveat. And there has to be very serious, I would say, over the next 3 years, very serious due diligence done on a year-by-year basis by the CAG to make sure that whatever public money is going into RTE or into public broadcasting is used for that purpose and that purpose alone.
Malcolm Byrne, to bring you back in, one of the big themes today, of course, was corporate governance, the future there, but also the culture of RTE. Is there now a need for a separation between what policymakers, legislators have to be accountable to in terms of funding models, but what RTE management have to get on with now in terms of the culture here and that reset?
Well, yes, and I mean, it was quite interesting. Before the media committee 2 weeks ago, we had the RTE group of unions to hear the voices of workers here, and it is important that the staff here have got on with doing their jobs, producing quality broadcasting, you know, such as current affairs programmes like this, but a lot of what we enjoy on TV, on radio, on podcasts, and so on. So that has to be recognised. I think, in fairness to the board and Kevin Backhurst now, you know, they've realised the challenges that have to be faced. And I'd slightly disagree with Sean in that I think a lot of that work had already started, you know, before today. I certainly think things like the caps on salaries, things like, you know, some of the controls that have been put in place, there have been efforts to make changes. But of course, like with anything, you can change the rules. That's the easier part. Changing the culture within any organisation is more challenging. And my sense is, yes, RTE, you know, have 6 weeks to kind of respond to the 116 recommendations. What's critical is, you know, and Donna and Sean are right, it's about building up the confidence both of those who work within the station here, but of the wider public generally. Because the critical issue for us is, in a democracy, to have good quality media more generally, and that's print as well as broadcast as well as new media, it is essential that we have that. And never more so now that we have good critical journalism in this era of mis and disinformation.
One good news headline for RTÉ tonight is that Bambi Thug, they just qualified for the final. Listeners may have been tuned into 2FM or watching live on RTÉ Radio or on TV tonight. But
you,
Bambi,
you mean they weren't watching Late Debate?
Well, hopefully they might have two devices out in front of them. But that is good news tonight. And congrats to the representative for Cork out in Sweden tonight. Just on that theme, Donica, that separation between culture, what RTÉ management now needs to oversee and get on with versus the political debate that will continue to play out. Is it important now to draw a red line between those two themes and issues?
I think there are two distinct issues. But I suppose this talk about a red line suggests that, you know, they should be just let get on with it. I don't think that is the case. I think politically there has to be an oversight mechanism for...
But what would that oversight mechanism look like on issues of culture and trust?
Well, I think it would be
and...
quite reasonable for Kevin Backhurst to come before the relevant Oireachtas committees periodically to report on progress, to submit documents to the Oireachtas and so on. I think, you know, it is important now. And like, I mean, Malcolm's talked about Kevin Backhurst and how he's doing. This will be the litmus test. This will be the litmus test of his ability and his stewardship of RTÉ, is whether he can deliver the changes that are necessary and whether he can restore public confidence. So, like, while I wouldn't say I would draw a red line through it and it needs to be set aside completely from the political arena, because, you know, we have had big public institutions that have had foot dragging on recommendations in the past. But the key political issue is, and as I say, there has been foot dragging on this too. Like, it is 11 months since the recommendation. It wasn't necessary. It wasn't necessary, in my view, to wait until now for a decision to be made. Now a decision must be made because all excuses gone.
Okay.